is almost my mother.
Vocal mannerisms or what?
No, the words he uses, okay. The food he cooks. I'll tell you what, there's not that much difference between North and South Carolina.
Okay. My doctor just told me yesterday his wife can't get a job here.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fatty is almost my mother.
Clutch the pearls.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4729. WFO for Wednesday the 25th of March 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we're going to try to hit some more social questions. Big Fatty.
Hi. Good morning, Figs.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And an active participant, good morning to each of you. Three-monthers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're three-monthers today, because y'all, even though we're playing party music, y'all, it's been 3 months since Crema. Y'all, where has the time gone? 9 months until Crema. Big Fatty, let's not look at it that way. I'm telling you, but y'all, I'm going to tell you, it's cold. The highs are in the 50s here in Fat Acres today. Y'all, on Monday, we set a new record high, 90 degrees. 90 degrees on the 23rd of March. Big Fatty. Y'all, we're only in the 50s today. So, anyway, it's a welcome change. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all wishing us our good morning, Big Fatty. Y'all, we've had three active participants. Y'all, the first one. Y'all, it's my Northeast Straight Daddy. And y'all, he's an active participant because, y'all, he sent me a picture. He sent me a picture. Let's see if I can find it here. I probably can't, but y'all, it was a picture of him drinking from a pineapple, and he says, "Well, I guess I just have to give up on being the number one fan and settle for being the pineapple princess." Y'all, y'all looks gay as a giggle. Gay as a giggle. Oh yes, Big Fatty, kind of like Alex. Moose P was second, and y'all, he's always an active participant, but he and the third one, the Turnipin up there in northern Mexico, y'all, they were the only two people who commented over there at the WWW on the pictures of and Granny at the dance. And so, gentlemen, thank you so much for participating and offering such kind remarks. Yes, Big Fatty, others should do the same. Show music. It's true, y'all. Many of you listen to the BFO as you're having your Cheerios. So I guess the BFO is your early show. Oh yes, Big Fatty, but with more belching and farting. Well, that's probably true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, the Nip stopped by, and he had been up and about, did his taxes.
and had to go and pick up some prescriptions at the Walmart. Yo, by the way, the last time I was at the Walmart picking up a few things, y'all, there must have been 10 or whatever cashiers there checking people out. And y'all, none of them looked like they were happy. Y'all, it was almost like, it's like, oh, I'm having to put up with these people in the Walmart. But y'all, it was sad to tell you the truth. But anyway, and he stopped by because y'all, he had a project. There's a small little shed. I mean, it's nice. It's built like the house is. It's not one of these prefab things that you get at the Walmart or the Lowell's. Y'all in it. He had some old decorations. You know, the Gay Crema decorations, the fall decorations, some hay bales and some cone stalks and things like that. And y'all, he had noticed that there had been rat poop. And so y'all, he was going to clear that out. And y'all, he had been doing research on all this, and he had to have the special max. And I swear, I thought he was going to get a hazmat suit and the big long opera length gloves and all this kind of stuff. But anyway, he came down to get one of my large brown leaf bags. And he took that home and got it all set up, and he got the hay bales in and the coon stalks, and he was with his max and gloves on and everything. And y'all, he was walking to the street. Now y'all, this couldn't be more than 30 feet. Okay, maybe 40 feet, but 30 feet, I think, is a gracious plenty. He was walking to put it out at the edge of the alley here where our trash and recycling all gets picked up. And y'all, he stumbled and fell and ripped the bag, and it just the rat poop dust went everywhere, and you know, I'm sure he thought it was the end of the world. And of course, there were two young boys walking by, Big Freddy, of course, and I think they were kind of giggling at him, but or something. So anyway, he had to run in the house, and y'all, it was like he had to take the they had to get naked in the laundromat room, and then get him a shower. Y'all, it was probably in the shower for an hour and a half or so. I don't know that for sure, but anyway, y'all, I watched the news. Y'all, that Tom Yamas is back, and so I watched that, and y'all, I had caught up on some of that Gordon Ramsay show, the Next Level Chef. Y'all, I really like that one. And caught up on that, and then I watched the Jeopardy. And y'all, then I turned the TV machine off and played a little on the Candy Crush. Y'all, I did fix me some popcorn. And I ate it during the news. Oh yes, Big Fatty, the perfect time to eat popcorn. And let's see what else, y'all. And then y'all, I crawled in the bed a little bit before 9 p.m. in the evening, slept like a baby, and y'all got 9 hours and 19 minutes of sleep Monday night. Got up to, I say, Tuesday morning, had my coffee, read my newspaper, did my puzzles, and y'all, I decided when I got up that I was going to make two, I say, Tuesday night clean sheet night. So strip the bed and got those things in the washer. And y'all, I was sitting there watching Miss Gail King, and And y'all, all of a sudden, well, y'all, it was the 31-year-old from yesterday. He said, "Well, Herbert, what are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm not going to be free until after about 11:30 a.m. in the morning." And so, y'all, I just said, "You know, I'll let you know if when I'm around." And he says, "Thank you for calling." And y'all, then I got out, did my nipple walking, did Fat Acres, stopped back by the villa, and I had not put the clean sheets on the bed, so I got the fitted sheet on, and I said, "Well, I'll have to do the rest of it when I come back from senior size." Y'all went on up to senior size, did that, came back here to the villa, finished making up the bed with the clean sheets, and as soon as that was over, this happened.
Mystery day. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know. Squeaky gentleman caller, it's lovely to see you 2 days in a row. Y'all, 31-year-old walked over to the villa. And, y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely once again. And, so he was here for a little while. And, as he was leaving, I said, "Well, hope to see you again." He goes, "Oh, yeah." So, y'all, who knows? Who knows? Y'all, I don't get it, but, yes, Big Fatty, but you did get it. Well, kind of. But anyway, y'all, and when that was over, y'all, I had me some little cheese and crackers, and I watched y'all. I watched that quiz program, The Extracted, and y'all, it's a good show. And y'all, they're conniving. They're sneaky and conniving is what they are. Oh yes, Big Fatty, and so now. Here I am sitting down to record the little show, and y'all, I think, so far, has been my day. Yes, be ready. We just love the So-So Question Orchestra. Well, you know, they're all right. Y'all, more questions here. Y'all, let's just get right back into them. Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon writes and says, "If you were to go on a USA excursion and money was not a factor, would you couch surf on all the Pride 48 people's places so you could have company? Or would you opt for fancy hotels and do a solo trip?" Well, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the communication. Always loving to hear from you. And absolutely a so-so question. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, I've met these people from Pride 48, and I wouldn't want to surf on their couch. Probably might not even want to lay on their couch, but it'd be very ugly. But I would definitely go to places and have meet and greets because, you know, people need to come out and see Big Fatty. You know, what am I trying to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. It's a burden. It's a burden that I carry with me daily, with everyone wanting to see Big Fatty. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, we feel so sorry for you. Next up, y'all, also from Miss Bacon, my offspring love museums, professional sports, and any kind and capital buildings and any kind and sports of any kind and capital buildings and other landmarks in our deteriorating country. Do you enjoy antique stores? Well, first of all, Ms. Bacon, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. And absolutely a social question. You know, the last time I was in an antique store is when I was out at the mansion out there in Walnut Hills. Y'all, in fact, the dust on top of the china cabinet, Dr. Stone can confirm this. The dust on top of the china cabinet was just absolutely, it had been there since Millard Fillmore's presidency. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, good old Mill. No, I don't like antique. Well, I mean, the good thing about that antique store is, y'all, it had the play of Pinehammer, and I got to dance. I don't like antique stores. Next up with Miss Bacon, do you know that I think most of us listening can predict the answers you are going to give to most of these questions, and how do you feel about that? Well, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. And absolutely a so-so question. You know, Miss Bacon, if you think there's no way you knew what I was going to say on that last question. So it's absolutely impossible for you to know how I'm going to answer these questions. I don't even know how I'm going to answer these questions. However, listening as long as you have, you have an inkling. I believe that's what the kids are calling it, an inkling as to how I might answer a question. And how do I feel about it? I could care less. Big Fatty, you're being ugly today. Next up, I'm gonna hold off on this one. And I've just got three more questions from Miss Bacon. And I got another one from Shy Tom, and I think there's another one also. I'll have to see if I can find it around here somewhere. It's probably covered in chocolate covered fruit juice and things like that. Big Fatty, okay. Just let it go, let it go, let it go. Kathy Marshall. I think we'll finish up the so-so questions this week. Dust off the desk, yes, and do that top of the china cabinet at Walnut Hills too. But it's coming to an end. Oh, Big Fatty, somebody will have to wake up. This is taking so damn long. Well, you know, it just happens that way. We'll hit go. Oh dear, I see y'all. We'll get the name of the winner. Quote unquote winner. See who wins the chicken dinner. May the 7th. Anything important happening on May the 7th? No, Big Fatty, not a thing. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you may not recognize those voices. These are two folks that I met at the Pride 48 many years ago, and y'all, they've been here to the villa, and they used to do a little show, it may have gone to glory, I don't know, but y'all, that was the boys from Enormous and Holly. Anything you want to tell folks about Big Fatty?
Fatty is almost my mother.
Clutch the pearls.
Oh, yes, you're so lucky to have such a low-hanging
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.